Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
So, to start off on our first segment, it's called the Least Important Award segment. So, you know, at Oscars you win awards, but what's the worst award that you've ever won? Robbie and Jordan?
Yeah, we're all going to weigh in on this, aren't we? Should really have come up with a decision as to which way we're going to go. I suggest we go anti-clockwise.
So, who does that start with?
Where's the clock begin?
Sorry. Let's start with you, Robbie.
Okay. I've won a few awards in my life. The one I'm probably most proud of, I think it's pretty cool, is I used to ride horses. I had a horse called Dolly. And I went to a Gymkhana, which is where you...
Why was your horse called Dolly?
I didn't name it.
Why didn't you rename it?
I should have, actually. Maybe you didn't like the name. It didn't seem to like me too much or anybody. It was a very disgruntled animal.
But, was it a pony or a noble steed? I remember calling a noble steed Dolly.
It was a pony. It was a bastard pony, but it was mine nonetheless. And so what I did is I'd do kind of... at Gymkhana's, you'll do little tricks, you'll do little jumps, you'll kind of do bows and things like this, and you know, you've got to plait the hair nicely and things like this, and I got a little ribbon for that, and I'm pretty proud of it.
So you should be. I reckon that's actually a really cool award. I don't think there's any shame at all in getting a horse to do a curtsy.
I think there's a lot of shame in that. I think a little backstory quickly on Robbie is that he comes from British aristocracy.
What? Aristocracy.
Aristocracy.
You dunce.
An aristocrat.
Sophisticate. Oh, we're just free-balling here. It's great.
Yep. So, so Robbie, you used to ride a little pony around and bow it around. But the segment here is what's the worst award you've ever received, and you brought that up. So that would be your worst award?
Is no, that right? That's my best.
Okay, well,
right. Well, I can't think of
it. We didn't even plan for
how
that.
How does this always happen? Yeah, do you do it on purpose, Robbie?
No.
Do you try and get the exact opposite of what we're trying to get?
No, I'm doing all the buttons, I'm working out the songs, I'm trying to, you know, I'm getting all the stuff together. I just sort of misheard before, I suppose.
It's like Robbie was in a mirror with the man in the mirror and did that little flip thing they do in Rugrats.
Yeah, it's just completely not... It's a new person.
It's like you think shoes are hats, ups, down, don't
Before
you?
We start this, he's present for all the preparation, and then as soon as like we start recording it, he just... just a new person comes out. He wasn't there. He wasn't present for it, it seems. Anyway, Jordan, what was your award?
Yeah.
Right. Well, my award was I won a very prestigious cartoon award in the central north coast of Australia, and it got written up in all of the papers as this genius social commentary because the picture was of a very muscly chicken man feeding a bunch of humans little pellets in a little chicken ranch, and then there was a little factory in the background that said hormone fed. And so everybody thought that it was that the chickens were getting fed so many hormones that they became human beings and stronger than us and forced us into the subservient role of being the fodder of KFC. In reality, all it was I just put at the bottom, I feel like human tonight. And that was all I changed around, I was just like, oh, instead of what about I feel like chicken tonight, it's I feel like human tonight. That was as far as I thought it through. But then all of these like cartoon connoisseurs were going, no, don't you see? This is one of the greatest cartoons I've ever seen. This boy's a genius. And I was getting interviewed around just being like, oh, yeah, hormones are pretty bad. Don't really know anything about it.
Oh, wow.
But again, I've got to say, very, very proud of that award.
So wait.
Once again here.
I know. So once again, we're doing the Rugrats mirror, are we?
Yep. Sorry about that.
You are joking.
All right. Well, yes. Mine would have to be...
The evil Tommy Pickles and Chucky. You're obviously Chucky, Robbie. You've got ridiculous hair.
You do look like Chucky.
Minus the and suddenly the pennies dropped on Tom, despite the fact that we've had this exact same discussion on the podcast maybe 10 weeks ago.
Mine would be in year 6, I won the chess prize for being the captain of the chess team, which I'm very proud of as well. And
Now this one actually sucks. It legitimately sucks. And I think that's what we're looking for here.
No.
So I know that he's like proud of it, but at the same time, just, you know, why'd you bring it up?
It's not... I don't get how Robbies can be seen as being cool riding a pony called Dolly and bowing the pony. And you're like, yeah, man, that's cool because it's different or whatever. No, if you're using the definition of what cool is, it has to be uncool.
He tamed a wild beast.
He didn't tame it. He was given some dumb bastard pony that was just like... Like, how did you even... Did you win this prize or you just participated? Look, Tom, I bet you didn't win.
He shattered. Robbie's legitimately sad.
I participated.
So you didn't even win an award. It was just a participatory...
But, like, you had to travel quite far to do it.
Oh, that's fair enough then, is it?
Yeah.
Wait, so your award was because you went far...
And I prepared.
It wasn't really about the horse.
Well, no,
it was just you had the balls to travel.
I plaited the horse's hair. I travelled far and wide. It was a very hot day. I think there were a lot of elements that were quite tough about that experience.
And I agree, Tom. Mm. Your award sucks.
Well, yeah, I what agree else that you got? It did suck because I remember on awards day, the rugby captain got a big trophy, like a big kind of wooden trophy, and all I got was this dumb certificate, which just was like I was visibly upset.
You brought it in.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh my god.
Sorry for doing a bit of prep.
Like, I do not have my award anymore. I'm proud that I won it. But it wasn't that important
to me. I don't
care
about
it. You won, what, like year six chess?
Yeah. I don't care about it, though. Like, I just brought it in.
Okay.
But yeah,
my
brother...
clearly do.
I've got a story as well about my brother. He won an award. Actually, no, I probably won't tell that story.
What do you mean you won't tell it?
No, it's kind of mean, actually. I better not.
You just can't just anyway. Bring up stories and then say no on air.
No. Like, I better not. Like,
it's got to be the worst thing a person can do almost.
It's
exactly what you're doing right now.
Yeah, no. I just really can't. It's just really...
Are you serious? This is how this segment's going to end, with you doing that.
Yeah, I guess. I can't tell it.
No, there has to be punishment for this.
No.
Oh, when,
oh my God. You can't rip up my chess award.
Oh. Holy crap.
Dude, actually, I feel really bad. Can we go to a song? Yeah. That was actually a really mean thing to do. If you're listening, just tune in to Tom Monty Doo-Doo and the Tom Crocodile Crew. I just ripped up an award that Tom's very proud of in year six. Actually feel really bad about it. Sorry, dude. Okay. I think we can get some sticky tape or something. God. So can you hear me in this one or not?
Hello. You got it tuned to Tom Monty Doo-Doo and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
Answer my damn question, Robbie. Can you hear me in this microphone?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Standing up 10 seconds before that last song finished, really just to mess with Robbie. That was the whole purpose of this, but no, it's all right. I don't mind standing.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. But now what we're going to do is... we're going to go to... we're talking about the Oscars. Yeah, you...
This is everyone's favorite. Least favourite segment, bar Robbie, but he's got a mic, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. So, and my impressions are so good. In fact, I mean, people have been writing in, and thank you so much, that I reckon I've got to mask them now with another little impression over the top. And I don't know if you're aware of the character Bane from the popular Batman series, but you can actually do impressions underneath that. So, you know, you can do your standard Michael Caine, or you could do your Bane Michael Caine, right? So you could go, Michael Caine, you know, that sort of thing. So it becomes this kind of like really layered, impressive way of doing impressions.
So you're going to try and do an impression and with the Bane edition and then see if the audience is able to work out what the impression is.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to do an impression now, and if you'd like to text in on 0409 945 945, what you think it is, and then we're going to go on to some other lovely chat.
Yeah, okay. Lay it on us, Robbie. Okay.
All right. So Bane plus someone.
No. So this is someone with a Bane mask.
Yeah. Okay. We get it.
Yeah. So
it's not that difficult. Keep saying layers. There's really just two.
Right.
It's the bare layer. Minimum of layers. After that, it just becomes a singular.
We're supposed to grand army. That's why you're not liking us, Mr. Finks.
First of all, it doesn't sound like Bane.
No, well,
the only layer here is your hand that's covering your mouth.
So really, it's just Jar Jar Binks with a mouth gag in his. In his mouth. That's it.
I don't think we're supposed to release that. Like, we're supposed to put it out to the people.
But it was so obvious.
Well, thank
Who
you.
Who else See, is that- it? I mean, he's speaking the Jar Jar Binks language. That's the only character we know of
say,
in that world.
Yeah, do a Bane line in Jar Jar Binks.
I haven't prepared a Bane.
Obviously.
No, here we go.
Mythical darkness is your ally.
You're just muffling your voice. It's not even Bane.
All you need to say is Misa, and then it's Jar Jar Binks.
Text in. Do you think that's Jar Jar Binks?
All right. So while everyone's texting,
this is awful.
0409 945 945.
No, this is the end.
No.
Also, text in. Is this the end of impersonations? I mean, I know that Robbie was saying this was the year of impressions, but this has to stop.
It is. 2016 is the
madness.
Year.
Yeah, enough is enough.
I don't think so. I think people really like it, and I think
yeah, I'd be very curious as to find that out. Please text in.
Be as abusive as you want. Okay, so while we're waiting for those texts to come in, I'm going to tell you some Oscar-worthy gossip.
Ah.
Which isn't actually to do with anything to do with the Oscars. It's just something that happened to me on the weekend. So, there's a really hot news story happening at the moment about this... I don't know if she's a lawyer or if she's the head of some kind of court, or she's really important in the legal system. And she's getting in trouble at the moment because she, like, did something bad with... She kind of advised a young girl to basically like lie to the police, and there was something happening there. Anyway, it's in the news.
Worst thing in the world, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah. So I didn't know anything about this, but I was at the Sydney Opera House seeing a play, and I was sitting in the seats like waiting for the play to start, and as I was being told this story from a family friend. The woman that it was about...
We're not allowed to disclose who this family friend is, but just know he looks a lot like Frodo Baggins.
Yeah, well, while he was explaining to me...
It's Tom's dad.
All right, so my dad was telling me the story, and as he's explaining the story, the woman that this story is about came and sat down right in front of us. It was crazy. Like, directly in front of us. And as that was happening...
No!
Yeah, nuts, right? And, like... And it was, like, right in front of us, and my dad just starts, like, waving his arms, going, like, shh, like, don't say anything. Like, which is crazy, because usually, you know, you think you can talk about kind of public-related events, because also, he was also telling me about this other story about another kind of public event, which was happening more in our family, and the person that was involved there was... Oh, actually, no, I probably shouldn't.
Are you serious?
Not again. What, did you bring another award that we
What is this payback for the reward?
No, yeah, I can't. It's actually a family secret. I can't tell you that part.
You
but
are.
Yeah, the other bit, though, is
no,
true.
This
the lawyer
is not
part,
acceptable.
The lawyer part is completely...
No. We even talked about this off air that you're not allowed to do this.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I can't say the next part.
We just stipulated on air prior to this that, like, that's the worst thing a human can do, almost, is bring up something and then go, oh, nah, can't do that. Can't talk about that.
Yeah, you're a radio segment monster. You're the Stalin of radio segments.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it is a really good end bit. To that story, I just realized, like, I can't tell.
No, this won't do.
This will
in
not
fact,
do.
In fact, I won't allow this. Tom.
What?
I know you like sitting in the corner, but, okay, you like sitting in the naughty corner. That's your home. You're not allowed to be that anymore. You're not allowed to be the naughty kid. You have to stand up on the stand mic where I am at the moment, and I'll sit in the corner from now on until you reprimand.
I like the corner.
Yeah, I know you like the corner, but get up or tell us the story. Those are your two options here. Something has to give. You can't finish a story with, oh, yeah, actually, I realised, like, it's probably not a good thing to broadcast that.
I can't tell. It's a family
secret.
Well, then get up.
Come on. Get up.
Come on. Chop, chop. Come on, tummy. Do some exercise. Up we get, piggy. Let's go.
All right.
Get up. Come on. All right, I'll play a song to...
Think about it in the song, young man, and if you change your mind and tell everybody the story after the song, then you can sit in the corner. But until then, I'm getting in your ass groove.
Honestly, that was a...
All right, go to a song.
What are you thinking doing that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Also, by the way, I should have said that the song before was Them Changes by Thundercat. We're now going to hear Nothing Like This by your boy, Jay Dilla. Hello, you've got it tuned to FBR Radio 94.5 FM. That was Nothing Like This from your boy Jay Dilla, Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew with you. We're talking Oscars today, and so I thought it'd be pretty fun to do a little bit of a read-through of a script with Jordan, who's an aspiring... why did you want to do this again?
You were the one that came up with this segment.
Right.
We thought it would be funny if we were to make Jordan...
And on top of this, Oscars, right? Don't watch it much. Mm. I do know that it is just about movies.
I've chosen a television show.
I know. Why? This is the Oscars edition.
Right. I thought there were... that's
every
the Golden Globes.
Every single segment
that's the Golden
today.
Globes.
Yes, it's the Golden Globes. Well, today it's the Oscars. The Oscar season. The buzz has begun, Robbie. You've seen the Golden
pretty
Globes.
Pretty much just... Tom is standing in the position of that and has a shaved head. He's a perfect example. He's a perfect living being of the Oscars.
It's very uncomfortable standing up here, actually.
He hates it. And I hate sitting in your position as well. I can't see Robbie. And I can see half of him, and he just looks like this technical pirate as there's this black computer screen covering one of his eyes.
Yeah, it feels very... such a strange punishment to just be, like, standing like this. I feel very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Do you?
His nervous little twitches in his hands.
Yeah, why are you holding your hands like that?
I don't know. That's
true.
I don't know.
Why are you even holding them together like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What are you doing? Now he's put it behind his back because he feels like his hands are being attacked.
What do you want me to do with them? I'll just leave
What do you do when
you... Yeah, just normally, like, well, you're standing, surely.
What do you do when you're sitting down?
I just have them on my knees.
On your knees? What, like a school picture?
Yeah.
Like in fists.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, you stand there, mate. You keep standing.
All right, so Jordan, you're going to be auditioning for a part in the TV hit show. Robbie, what did you choose?
I chose Girls, the show, TV show Girls.
So I'm auditioning to be a girl.
We're auditioning for Girls, and I'm going to be the mum. And you're going to be the daughter girl.
You really haven't thought about this much,
have
you?
I've got the script right here.
Do you have any info on Jordan's character or anything like that?
It says she's 24, sweet face, slightly chubby, sitting across from the mum.
Why am I being cast for this one? There's so many other movies Oscars that I could have been great for, you know?
It's the Oscars. It's the Oscars.
Tropic Thunder. Actually, some good films. Can't think of any. Anyway, let's just
go. Well, I'll tell you the reason why, Jordan. If you're not able to pass the audition and get the role, we're going to have to tell a little secret of yours. So,
what is some sick kind of method acting? Is this your ruse, is it, boys?
Well, you know, like, it's you can to get the role out of someone. So, anyway, let's begin by Robbie. Let's start the scene off.
Would you two slow down? You're eating like it's going out of style.
Shut up, Mum. I'll eat what I want.
That's not the line. It's not the line. Sorry.
Well, but I'm just in this audition. I didn't know what the script was.
You're supposed to be prepared.
Yeah, sorry, John. You're going to have to say
how
the line.
How could I have been prepared? I didn't know.
You don't want your secret to get out now, Jordan, do you?
Now, play along like a good boy.
and do the lines like we rehearsed.
This is sick.
Next line, thanks.
Next line, please.
What is the next
line? Okay, I'll do the next
one. No, Mum, don't control my life. I'm sassy and slightly chubby, but it's my choice, damn it.
That's not the line either.
Once again, Jordan,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I don't know if we even give him the third strike. I mean, no. Yeah,
surely you have to give me a third strike.
All right, Jordan, you have one more
go. They even do that in Texas.
You have one more strike, and if you don't get it, I'm going to reveal your secret straight away.
On Which one? Air.
Which one? Oh, let's find out. All right.
No, excellent. Tom actually has a lot of dirt on me.
Let's find out. Okay. But that boyfriend of hers seems always to be around.
Yeah, well, you know, the dating. What do you expect? I hate you, Mum.
Surprisingly,
and
exactly
I also hate
right.
this guy. Yeah. So we pass out. Well done. Fantastic.
On the money. On the money.
No, it wasn't right at all. So
what?
Jordan's
you
secret.
You said it was.
Well, let's see if you can act like a proper girl. And I'm going to tell a little secret of yours, all right?
It's supposed to be
Jordan likes...
No.
Jordan likes to put something...
No, don't. Okay, no, I know what it is. Okay, can we... Robbie, please just go to a song.
Come
please.
On, come on.
Jordan
Why
enjoys
are you
to
this?
Put something where...
I will sit in your place. It doesn't matter if you tell
really?
The story or not. I'll just sit in the corner. You can't say this. Please don't say this on here.
No, actually, I'm going to say it.
No.
Jordan likes... please.
Okay. Jordan enjoys to put something where...
Hi there, you've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. That was the song Kitty Cat from Empress Of. Tom, what you do doing the Crocodile Crew on your dial?
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I'm claiming that phrase from some 90s sitcom that I don't know the name of.
So guys, what we're about to do now is Robbie, you're always, just before we started the show, you were saying, guys, like, I know I do this every week, but next, but after lunch, like, after the show, can you please buy me lunch? I know it's just 10 bucks. Can I just borrow 10 bucks?
We don't have...
Yes, Robbie's a very desperate man. If you've never listened to this pod segment before, I mean, look at him. He smells nice, but I'm pretty sure that's because he has dirt baths, not with, not with water.
It needs no... Yeah, don't need to talk about it. Everyone knows Robbie's position, but in case you don't, we will talk about it. Robbie is...
He's an impecunious...
jobless man, and he needs as much money as he can get. So, we're going to play a game. Robbie,
what?
We're happy to give you this $10 for lunch, unless somebody calls in the next minute and claims that $10. It's a very very commercial radio kind of torture segment, but we're doing it anyway.
Why are we so mean to each other today? What happened to us?
I don't know.
Every single segment is just about slamming someone.
All right, so call in on 833-22-999. If we get any call in the next minute, Robbie, you won't get your 10 bucks if no one calls. So, guys, if you want Robbie to have lunch, don't call in. Please don't
call in.
But if you feel that you deserve that $10 more, waiting at the reception desk just for you, you've got a minute.
All right. Okay. So, it's begun. The minute has begun.
How are you feeling, Robbie?
Oh, no.
Is it already?
We have a call already.
No. You are joking.
Didn't even have to ask what you wanted for lunch.
Oh, let me just see. Hello?
How long was that in?
Pardon? So that would have been around 20 seconds. So I think no one has any sympathy for Robbie.
Yeah, I'm putting him on the air now.
Excellent. Who is this great man?
Okay, hello there.
Hello.
What's your name, mate? Wait, really proud of your actions.
I'm pretty sure I know this voice. Is this Dunks?
No. Okay. This is Cameron. I called up last week and you hung up on me, you dick.
Well, congratulations, Cameron. You have 10 bucks. It's waiting for you at FBI Robbie. Reception. Sorry, Robbie, you're going hungry.
Are you kidding me, Cameron? What's wrong with you, mate?
Oh, no. And do I hear it?
Wait,
do I hear that sound? No, because you didn't get the cue up, did you, Robbie?
Well, Robbie, we
specifically asked you to put up a siren, and you know why that is? Can you take his wallet off him?
All right, Robbie, pass me around.
Cameron, you're still on the air.
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh.
All right, Cameron.
Uh-oh, there it is.
I don't even know what that was for, but yeah.
Okay, so Jordan's going to ask you a question, and if you get it right, you can also have everything that's currently in Robbie's wallet.
I'm not a great wallet.
How much is in there, Robbie?
Yeah, tell him. What have you got in there?
20 cents.
All right, we're playing for $10.20.
Cameron, you can take it all, mate. Just, you have to answer this question, all right? It's a hard one. Robbie, you got some Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Yes.
Stay with us, Cameron. Robbie's very unprofessional, mostly because he's just not a professional person, but on top of that, he's very, very hungry. He's withering away, and you took his lunch money. Now, okay, here's your question, Cameron. Cameron.
You've got the $10 regardless. You're just playing for 20 cents.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Name a rapper, any rapper. That's your question.
You are... joking.
Let him think.
I know this one.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You take your time. Would you like to give it to a lifeline of Tom?
Yes, yeah, if he's there. Or
I'm here, Cameron.
No, that doesn't make it valid.
There it is. Sure. Nope.
All right.
We just came up with that rule.
I know Tom this Sigurdsson. One. I'm confidently going to lock in Snoop Dogg.
You've won it, Cameron!
All right,
you've won
Cameron.
10-20!
Congratulations. All right, we're going to put you through to, I don't know, the staff here at the FBI. They're going to sort out how you're going to get this money.
So.
Well done, Cameron. Oi, good on you for bringing back and getting your comeuppance with this ridiculous mop of a man.
Yeah, take that, Dick.
I honestly cannot believe this, Cameron.
I love how...
Please don't call back here.
Cameron, we'll patch you in whenever you want. You're officially second only to Dunks, but I mean, that's a great honour. So, I mean, who is better than Dunks? No one.
Hey, look, I'm sorry for hanging up on you last week, mate, but hey, guess what? I'm going to hang up on you now. There you go. Yeah,
he's gone. All right.
He's gone.
You bad, hungry, starving sport.
Oh, dear. Look, let's get... Yeah, all right, we'll just go to a song now. And actually, I didn't... This wasn't planned, but the song's called FML. And it's from Kanye West's new project, The Life of Pablo. So, we'll see you
in a second. Because in about half an hour, it's Mac time for everybody except for Robbie.
Oh, God.
It's not on us.
Hello there. Got it tuned to FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew with you. That was the song FML from Kanye West's new album, The Life of Pablo.
Cut short, if I'm not mistaken, Robbie.
No, that's untrue.
You're not a fan abruptly. Of the last 10 seconds? Oh, okay.
No. That was, yep, that was all good. Very professional here.
Yeah, fair enough. Pretty redundant comment.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to clarify these things.
Yeah. So, look, we've...
So, Jordan, do you want to intro your segment that you are so desperate to do?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
As, you know, finger on the pulse as usual, Tom. Desperate to do this. Everybody knows the roaring success that is Dog Faces. Now, you guys are the only anti-fans of that. As far as I can gather of the entire audience, there has been nothing but positive reviews for some bizarre reason of us trying to make a dog's facial expression and then... the other person in the room trying to guess it.
It's such
a winner.
I think it's more because it's rooted in your idea that dogs are on the same intelligence level as humans, in that they have this kind of...
They clearly
chat to
are.
You through... Yeah, they want to play and they're just like, see you later, man, and then they run off and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but we already went through this, Tom. That Chihuahua / Pomeranian was very polite.
But it didn't say, thanks for chilling with me for a few hours, but sorry, I got to go back to my owner.
But it said it in the face. This is what I'm saying. Apart from language, they've got everything else down pat. I mean, manners are the height of civilization, Tom. And maybe it's time you started learning, son of a...
There's a reason you're standing up, Tom.
Yeah. I really hate this. I really do.
It just doesn't feel right at all, does it?
No.
This pear of a man bumbling up there.
Oh, you're laughing at that, are you, mate? You finally get to have a little laugh at someone else's expense, all right?
Yeah, you're right. No. The target of everything in this show is Robbie. Tom, I'm Remember sorry that. About that. Robbie, not sorry about anything I've ever said to you.
What? All right, so Jordan, you're convinced that dogs are amazing, so you've come up with this segment.
Sure have. Here's what I propose. The genius of Dog Faces, intertwined with the song from Dog the Bounty Hunter... And also, just because I saw that bumper sticker of some that's on every hipster's bed, and really, guys, get over it. It's not cool anymore. That cops a tops one. So I reckon, I mean, you know, like, yeah, we all knew it was lame in kindergarten. You're not adding anything to the conversation about that at this point. Just get rid of it. But look, it serves its purpose. Great inspiration, because this new segment is called Dogs or Cops.
Okay, how do you play?
Here's how you play.
Jesus.
All right, so I'll give you a situation. You guys tell me if you would rather to have a police officer there or you would rather a dog. And if you would rather the dog, you just play Dog the Bounty Hunter. And that shows everybody else out there that you're doing a dog face. And then we all go, he's done the dog face. He's done the dog face.
Wait, I thought we were doing Baja Men.
No, the Bounty Hunter.
Look, it doesn't matter. Just some dog-related song is perfectly fine for the purpose of this. Let's not clutter this already extremely complicated, poorly explained segment.
Okay. So,
all right, give us an example, Jordan.
Okay. Guys, here's the situation, right? You need to find a bunch of rowdy teens that are bringing in drugs, illicit drugs, into a festival. What would you rather? A dog or a cop? Now, remember, you also have to catch these teens. Otherwise, you die.
Okay.
Someone will kill you.
Well, let's keep in mind, if you choose dog, you only have a dog. You don't have a police officer with the dog.
And not specifically even a sniffer dog, just a dog.
Okay, well, I'd have to say policeman.
So would I.
Shouldn't have put that last tidbit of information in.
Well, Jordan, what would you have?
The dog.
Let the dog
Oh, Jordan.
I know this is a comedy show, but you have to be joking about that. You couldn't be serious.
Wait.
It's my decision.
I know. It's my life. And I'll do whatever the hell I want with it, Tom.
Do you have any other ones?
Sure do. Sure do. Okay. You're at the airport, right?
Okay.
You need to sniff out some drugs. Some illicit drugs.
Yep.
What would you prefer? A cop or a dog?
It's the same scenario, but now in an airport.
And keep in mind, not necessarily a sniffer dog, any dog.
Do you know what? I'd have a dog.
Oh my god.
Yes! Everyone's come around.
No, not everyone.
And everyone's
come
doing
around.
The Baha Man dance and Tom, this sad plum.
As if you wouldn't have a dog. Like, I mean, because the airport is
the
so safe.
The dog can't do anything by itself.
No, but if...
it needs a policeman there to catch the drug.
There are heaps of policemen around an airport. You know, there are heaps of people to deal with that sort of stuff. You're just going about your business. Have a dog with you. There are other people that will deal with it.
Would you rather have... Yeah,
is the cop going to sniff it out?
You only get one. If the policeman's there, he can open the bag, he finds the drugs, he finds it, but he can actually do something once he finds it.
Okay,
that's even more absurd to me, because at least any dog could be able to sniff something, right? But the police officer, you just want to open up every single case of luggage.
Well,
have you really thought about this?
The dog helps if it's a companion to man, but not if it's by itself.
Okay, wait, you saying there's one dog in the whole airport, or one policeman
yes.
in the whole airport? Oh, come on, really?
Yes.
Choose the dog.
All right. Surely you... Okay, we've got to get Tom on board on this. Remember, the game is dogs or cops. Those are your two choices. And you've got a gun to your head. If you say neither, you get shot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, none of that out that all the girls in year 8 used to do of going, I'm just going to kill myself. No, you wouldn't. Just choose a dog or a cop. It's not even that hard of a hypothetical. All right. So, in this example, okay... You want a companion that you can buy only from a pet store, dog or cop?
I have to say, a dog.
Dog! He chooses a dog!
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
We've had a complete 360 in Tom's policy of just putting cops on this great pedestal and kicking dogs as if they were, to be perfectly frank, dogs.
This is a nightmare. Standing up and having to withdraw.
With about two idiots that just are looking for excuses to play Bahamins who let the dogs
out. Oh, Jordan
dance in front of him as he stands there looking at this onslaught of madness.
Jordan, what face would you want your dog to have if you chose it at the airport?
This one. This is definitely what you'd need, okay? A bit of a...
He's kind of scrunching his face together, like kind of pursing his lips, as though he's smelt out some narcotics.
Which is why you'd want a dog at the airport with you. Or a vessel. Jordan, just for argument's sake, do you have a third example that perhaps... Might be different to the other two.
Nah, that was it. I only
thought of three. Okay, no, that's fine. All right, we'll leave
it
there.
All right, let's play a song to finish the worst segment in history.
Okay. All right. Well,
enjoy standing.
Yeah. All right, this one's called Numbers.
Your favourite sitcom is still Standing, isn't it, Tom? Because you're standing. Anyway, let's cut to a song. Okay. That's a perfect transition.
Numbers on the boards. Pusha T, FBI Radio 94.5. Who dat? It's your boy, Pusha T, with a song, Numbers on the Boards. You're with Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. And we're about to hear from Tom.
I've come. I'm done with this.
That was just a very poor intro.
Yeah, I know it was.
Like such a 50-year-old man who owns nothing but cardigans.
All right, and now we're going to hear from Tom. Damn it.
We're talking during the break, and I've agreed that I will tell my story as long as I get to sit down again.
Yes. Get back into the naughty corner by selling out your family. Do it, Tom.
It's not that bad. I just feel bad about myself. So anyway, this is we were talking about awards earlier, and what are some bad awards you've won? And one award that my brother won was once he was in the talent quest in year 4 and I was in year 2 or year 1, I think. And he came out, and keep in mind, talent quest in year 4 is usually just young boys dancing to Chingy or someone like that. Just
it's getting hot in here. yep. taken off their shirt, dressed getting like gonged off just before you see any nipples, despite the fact they're boys. But you, yeah. know, you can't have that at a primary
and
school.
And almost everyone wins. There's a best boy group award, best girl group award. There's, you know, every award you can think of. And my brother came up with the idea because he was, you know, quite a, like, you know, he wasn't...
Sensitive boy.
Yeah, he was a sensitive soul. He thought, I'm going to learn the soliloquy during, or the monologue during Hamlet, where Hamlet's holding the skull and he's saying, to be or not to be, that is the question. And he learnt it word for word, the entire thing. In retrospect, a very impressive goal and...
True, but dressed like Martin Prince when he plays the lyre... in their talent quest with these ridiculous stockings and these puffy pants from a time far gone.
Yeah, so he was dressed as Shakespeare, reciting To Be or Not To Be, and I thought it would be funny to get to laugh at him, and everyone was laughing, and I feel terrible about it. But later on...
Did you get it started? So you were just like... Everybody else in the room starts it.
Well, we used to fight a lot as kids, so it was that kind of thing where it just felt kind of not that strange. Like, in retrospect, it's like, that's awful. Like, you should be the one person supporting him. But it was the opposite of that. Anyway, he didn't win any awards. He really should have won. It was quite an amazing thing to do.
I would have been poor, though.
Yeah, but my mum kindly had a little... medal made for him saying, like, you know, best drama performance or whatever.
Your mum made it for him.
Well, had it made at a like a trophy place.
And yeah, this kid prancing around dressed as Shakespeare with an award that his mum made for him, showing it off to the kids at school.
No, he didn't. Did he actually? Winners.
No, he showed it off to me saying, like, yeah, there you go. See, I won an award. And I was like, no, you didn't win an award. Mum made that for you. It doesn't count.
Did he not get that? Did he not understand that that doesn't...
No, I think he probably did. He just wanted to... I don't know, just be an...
What did you do, actually? Can I just know what was the thing that you did for this performance?
Yeah. Oh, I got my keyboard, because my keyboard had pre-made songs on it, and I had...
Now, this is such a Tom thing to do.
And I had Stevie Wonder's Superstition play in front of everyone, and I pretended that I was playing it. And then it was, but the audio was coming out of my speakers sound, like on the keyboard, so it was way too quiet for a whole hall of children. So the kind of stage manager girl had to come out with a microphone and hold it there, hold a mic to the speakers to amplify it. And the principal was in the wings, and he said, "Is he even playing anything?" And I could hear him as I'm like performing in front of about 600 people. Anyway, not a great memory.
So even you won an award for that.
No.
You won an award.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. I was so bad. The best boys group award went to a group that had a girl in it who was a tomboy, and she burst into tears when she won the best boy award because everyone lost their you know, lost it. And yeah, so, you know, terrible events all around. And that's
it. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's really shameful. Yes. Your whole family is just a sad composition of cheats and people that don't understand social situations at all.
Okay, and I'm happy to say it on air as long as I can sit back down in my bloody corner.
Okay, what do you reckon, Jordan?
All right, say you're sorry, Tom. Say you're sorry for not telling it before.
I'm not sorry about that. I sold it.
I'm sitting in the seat, so...
All right, fine. I'm sorry.
Okay, you can swap.
No, you didn't mean that. No, okay, right.
Just go.
All right,
swap.
But first, Robbie. We're doing Robbie's Lab.
Why?
Because that's the next segment.
Okay.
So every week we do Robbie's Lab, where we investigate science, and because this week it's Oscars season, we're going to be talking about... something that you think is ridiculous that we disagree about.
Well, you know, so slapstick comedy, Jordan loves Jackass, all this sort of stuff. I reckon it's just a bit
genius.
Easy.
Genius.
It's a little bit easy, I reckon.
Could you do it?
I don't think I...
Could you get a snapping turtle to bite your penis?
Yeah, it's just too easy.
No, you couldn't. You're a coward.
And also, I reckon they, you know, they stuff up some of these stunts. That, you know, you can just do it easily. You can do
something.
Like, for instance, I don't know, we've got a ball here. Like, you could stand on a ball and not... You can just do it, right?
It's because we're saying...
You're saying all slapstick, there's no merit to that art.
Not really.
Especially back in the day, they used to perform all their stunts themselves. They risked their lives for the jokes that they were doing. Mm. And you're just throwing that out.
You're throwing away Charlie Chaplin, Mr. Bean. No other slapstick acts spring to mind.
Buster Keaton.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Don't know who that is. Sure, he was great. What do you reckon?
Yeah, why don't they just do the thing. Just do the thing. Don't
All right, so
up.
We have a basketball here. We're going to test if Robbie is able to balance on a basketball.
Okay.
Because he thinks it's so easy. All right, so he's going out now.
This is all for science. Remember that. Okay, he's currently standing on top of the basketball. See? He's getting some good legs.
Oh, fuck.
Are you okay?
Fuck.
Are you all right?
You okay, Robbie? All right, we're
Maybe
just going to cut
get
to a
Caro.
Song.
This is, you okay? Tom, can you cut to a song quick?
You got to stop the YouTube.
All right, see you next week, everybody.
You got to stop the YouTube and then press play on iTunes.
You all right?